From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Where did the time go? In a few minutes, those midterm elections we've been looking ahead to are almost here. We'll get an overview from NPR's Charlie Mattesian.
But first, to the ongoing fight against ISIS in the Syrian town of Kobani. The U.S. has been conducting airstrikes around the town. But now, in addition to dropping bombs, it is also dropping weapons and ammunition. That's designed to help the Kurdish fighters who are trying to hold on to Kobani, which is on Syria's border with Turkey. The BBC's Kasra Naji is on the Turkish side of that border. And Kasra, how significant is this U.S. airdrop of weapons and ammunition?
Huge significance. It boosts the morale as well as the fighting capability of the Kurdish fighters here. Don't forget, the coalition strategy is to have airstrikes coupled with an effective ground fighting force. And the Kurdish fighters are that, except for the fact that they didn't have enough weapons, and their weapons are small caliber, small arms, and they needed more weapons and possibly more heavy weapons. Now it seems that they are getting some of that, and on top of that, the Turkish government today has decided to allow Kurdish fighters who are coming from throughout the region to volunteer to fight inside Kobani, to use its territory to get inside Kobani. So altogether, the fighters here received two strong boosts in the arm in terms of morale and the fighting capability.
And Kasra, as we can hear, you're speaking to us out in the field via Skype. Tell us what things look like from where you are.
I'm on top of a hill overlooking Kobani right now, and Kobani is a kilometer away from where I'm standing, and it has been largely quiet for the second day running, except for some skirmishes on the eastern fringe of the town, and an airstrike by the coalition aircraft about 45 minutes ago on the western fringes of the town. Otherwise, the town itself, almost all of it, is clear of ISIS fighters, and but they need to keep it that way, and they need to prevent reinforcements for IS to arrive at the city, which means that they have to fight and clear ISIS from surrounding villages and the outskirts of the town that they have to do in days to come.
So will these new weapons that have been dropped and the ammunition and the entry of these new fighters coming in, the Iraqi Kurdish fighters, will that be enough to keep Kobani out of the hands of ISIS?
Already you get the impression from here that the Kurdish fighters have the upper hand. And as I said, they've got most of the town, most areas of the town. So, yes, weapons will help. In fact, I talked to one of the Kurdish commanders inside the city a few days ago, and a woman, a 32-year-old woman, who's leading the defense of the eastern part of the city. And she was very adamant that American airstrikes have been most useful, and the fact that, you know, now with more weapons and more men, I think they will the situation could be a lot different, and these airdrops could turn the tide.
Still, Kasra, it's a bit surprising, given all of the battles we've seen in recent years in various countries that have U.S. airstrikes involved, that it's taken so long for this battle of Kobani to shake out. How long do you think it's going to take until this is settled?
Nobody knows. Depends how far IS gets its men inside the country, inside Kobani, if they're planning to do that. But for the moment, with the coalition stepping up its airstrikes, or had been for the last few days, that turned Kobani into a killing field for IS fighters here. And I don't see this fight continue much longer in Kobani, maybe some other place. But as I say, this thing is turning into a killing field, and you would have thought commanders of IS fighters would have to sit down and think long and hard about the fact whether they want to come into this killing field and be killed from above and from below.
And if they were to lose Kobani, what would it mean for ISIS?
Major problem for their morale, I would have thought. But more or less that. So this would be their first major defeat in this coalition.
That's the BBC's Khosra Naji joining us from Turkey's border with Syria. Khosra, thank you.
My pleasure.
Amazing sound.